get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: Zambia, Namibia reaffirm strong bilateral ties during President Ndaitwa's visit. Chipataman nabbed for possession of 280,000 kwacha in counterfeit notes. And in international news, Gabon's ousted president and family freed after 2 years and fly to Angola.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Visiting Namibian President Dr. Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah has expressed appreciation to President Hakainde-Hichilema and the people of Zambia for the warm welcome and generous hospitality extended to her and her delegation during her stay in the country. President Ndaitwah has further thanked President Hichilema and the Zambian people for honoring Namibia's founding father, Dr. Sam Nujoma, and Namibia's third president, Dr. Hage Geingob. And President Hakainde-Hichilema has extended heartfelt congratulations to the government and the people of Namibia for the successful elections in November 2024. President Hichilema has also lauded their unwavering commitment to democracy, the peaceful transition of power, and dedication to democratic principles. In a joint communique, the two heads of state have expressed satisfaction with the existing bilateral cooperation and reaffirmed their commitment to strengthen these ties for the mutual benefit of the two peoples. The heads of state also discussed matters of mutual interest in the economic, transport, logistics, energy and infrastructure sectors, including the Walvis Bay, Ndola Lubumbashi Development Corridor and the Katima-Mulilo-Sesheke border. President Ndaitwah undertook a two-day working visit to Zambia from 15th to 16th May 2025. The Drug Enforcement Commission in Chipata District, Eastern Province, has arrested a Zambian national for possession of counterfeit notes amounting to 280,000 kwacha, all in 500 kwacha denominations. Dec Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba has identified the suspect as Hamswande Furere, aged 62, of Hillview area in Chipata District. Mr. Tamba has cautioned the general public, particularly farmers, to remain vigilant when selling their produce to briefcase buyers, especially during this harvest season, to avoid falling victim to such criminal activities. In a separate incident, Mr. Tamba has disclosed that a joint death operation involving officers from Kitwe and Lusaka led to the arrest of a 36-year-old female suspect, Khadija Mingel, in Kitwe District, Copper Belt Province. He said the suspect was apprehended in connection with the offense of trafficking in 25 pellets of cocaine, weighing a total of 500 grams. Mr. Tamba said the illicit drugs were discovered in a Toyota Mark X vehicle being driven by the suspect, and the vehicle has since been seized as part of the ongoing investigation.
The Drug Enforcement Commission in Chipata District in the Eastern Province has arrested a Zambia national in connection with the offense of possession of 280,000 counterfeit Zambian kwacha produced in 500 kwacha denomination. The suspect has since been identified as Hamson Defura, male age 62, a resident of Hillview area in Chipata District. Meanwhile, in a separate development, a joint operation team involving officers from Kitwe and Lusaka District apprehended a 36-year-old female suspect identified as Khadija Mingel in Kitwe District on the Copper Belt Province. The suspect was arrested in connection with the offense of trafficking in 25 pellets of cocaine with a total weight of 500 grams.
A recent study conducted by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection has revealed that women, children, the elderly, and people with disabilities are the most vulnerable groups affected by climate change in the country. Speaking during a stakeholders' engagement on climate change vulnerabilities and adaptation, JCTR Executive Director Father Daniel Mamba has emphasized that the vulnerability risk assessment carried out across three target districts found that these groups face disproportionate challenges due to the adverse effects of climate change. Further on, that explains that the report points to extreme weather events such as prolonged drought as a major factor behind declining agricultural productivity. Father Mamba has stressed that the findings underscore the critical role agriculture plays not only in community livelihoods, but also in Zambia's overall economic development.
The study established that certain groups are more vulnerable to the effects of climate change than others. Women, children and the elderly, and people living with disabilities are particularly at risk. Extreme weather events, such as droughts, have significantly affected the community's food and water supply over the last 5 years. The study findings are a clear demonstration of the crucial role agriculture plays in the lives of the majority families, especially those that are poor, living in our rural communities, and also in the economic growth of our country. These findings highlight the importance of developing climate resilient agricultural practices that enhance economic stability and food security in these communities in the wake of climate change.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency has dismissed as false and misleading the claims that circulating on social media regarding the procurement of health center kits. ZAMHSA Senior Manager Corporate Communications Bradley Chingore has clarified that there is no scandal associated with the procurement process, contrary to the assertions being made online. He has emphasized that allegations suggesting interference from State House or the cancellation of an awarded contract are completely unfounded. Mr. Chingore says that no point was the tender cancelled, adding that the procurement process is currently at the recommendation stage and is being conducted in full compliance with the Public Procurement Act and all relevant regulations.
ZAMHSA would like to categorically state that there is no scandal because there is no contract concerning health center kits that was cancelled. The tender in question was at recommendation level, and the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Procurement Committee, ZPC, presided over the matter after an evaluation was done by the procurement department and made oversight. And this oversight was made in relation to the expertise, experience and persistence of the suppliers that were shortlisted to procure and supply the commodities on behalf of the Ministry of Health to Zambia.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Minister of Energy Makoso Chikoti has called on a visiting Chinese delegation to consider investing in Zambia's energy sector, especially in renewable energy sources such as solar and wind. Erkin Kunya's chairperson of China's Xinjiang Uyghur region is leading a delegation of energy sector engineers and investors who are in the country as part of follow-up engagements after the recent state visit to China by President Hakainde Hichilema. Speaking when he held a high-level meeting with Mr. Kunya's, Mr. Chikoti has noted that ongoing electricity load shedding is significantly affecting productivity in key sectors such as mining and agriculture, while also impacting youth-led enterprises. The minister has also outlined several reforms that the Zambian government is undertaking to strengthen the energy sector and foster a more supportive environment for investment. Mr. Chikoti has further assured the Chinese delegation that government is fully committed to supporting genuine investors, offering a stable policy environment and necessary facilitation for successful project implementation. In response, Mr. Kunya has expressed China's readiness to support Zambia's efforts to overcome its energy challenges. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Energy Principal Public Relations Officer Bob Siangalika.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Gabon's former president Ali Bongo, who was deposed in a 2023 coup, has left the country and is now in Angola. The authorities